Let's get with the message this morning. In a little series, we're concluded today. It's called Ward, W-A-R-D, probably the craziest title of any series I've ever done. Ward.
What the heck is that?
Ward. Well, we talked about it over the last several weeks. Let's go back. Going to do a little bit of a review for you today, but it's getting us to what we want to say. The message part towards the end is not as long. I'm going to use the other things that we've said, and we're going to just sort of compact it together and see if we can't learn today. Today's message, a little different title for me. It says expecting reward. Say that with me. Expecting reward. One more time. Expecting reward. It almost doesn't sound right. You know what I'm saying? It almost sounds like I expect something. It almost sounds proud or arrogant. But you know what? You have a great God. He loved you first. He gave His one and only Son for you. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be what? Also, much in the Bible on rewards. Really is for the believer. I'd really like to talk about the reward that you can get while you're on this earth. The reward that you can get by having a sound mind and a good spirit. And regardless of the junk you've gone through, it would be very rewarding to you and to your family and to your friends if you lifted up your head. You listening to me, yes or no? Be very rewarding to your coworkers. Be great for your church family if you would see that you can have a good life right here. You hear me? You understand? A lot of people, they're just clocking time, baby. They're just trying to get out of here, waiting to get out of here. And that sounds very spiritual, but you're useless to God while you're here. Okay? People with a bad attitude, people with a broken spirit, don't reach many people for God. You hear me? Yes or no? We don't go to people like that. Oh, I'm going to go to the most depressed person I can find and get help. Amen. Say. Or I'm going to go to a person who was broken years ago but never got over it. And I'm going to go get help from that person. No, we're not. You understand? Yes or no? Somehow, you and me, we have to get in our mind that no person has any kind of hold over us or no experience has any kind of hold over us. And it does not give us the right to be useless. You understand? Yes or no? Let's do a quick test. Somewhere in your life, something bad happened to you. Can I see your hand? There you go. See what I'm saying? But somehow we convince ourselves, my bad's worse than your bad. Yeah, but you've got support. Yeah, last time I checked, you got Jesus at the right hand of God the Father sitting there making intercession for you. Say, amen, say. If we want to play that little game, we can go back and forth. Or we can get some real help in our life. You hear me now? Okay, good. I like that. Talk to me. Expecting reward. Amen. I want to talk about that today. But we got to look back. Ward. Ward. What is a ward? It's central to who I am. It is my will. My ward is my what? It's my heart, not that beating thing, but deep inside of me, who I am. It is that thing we call sometimes our what? Our gut. I've got that gut feeling. You see what I'm saying? It's where the operations take place. We think of a hospital ward. Well, inside of your ward is where the operations really take place. That's Grand Central Station to who you are and how you're going to live life. We hear of a prison ward. Well, your ward can be a prison, or it can be a place where you function and flow freely. You understand? Ward. That's what we've been talking about. My ward is my what? That's exactly. You can't give that. I am not responsible for your ward. Yeah, but you're my pastor. Well, I ain't your warden. You hear me say? No. Huh? Your ward, my ward. That's our responsibility. I am the what? I'm the warden of my ward. I'm in charge of that. The Bible says, where do you get such a kooky idea, Pastor? Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all what? Diligence. Why? For out of it are the issues of life. Everything you face, especially things, decisions, and painful decisions, pain that you've experienced, it's going to touch your heart. And it's going to affect your life. Things touch your heart and affect your life. How many have been hurt so bad you just could not get out of bed? Now see that? You just couldn't. I just couldn't get out of bed. How many have hurt so bad in your life you found yourself in a fetal position, rolled up in a ball like praying and just crying? See, something affected your heart, touched your heart, and affected your life. How many have been hurt so bad you got sick? I just got sick. It affects your life. How many got hurt so bad you quit a job? You just quit. I just quit. You understand? Yes or no? You understand? This is really important. It's been something I've been living. I think y'all know that, right? And if I'm going to get better, and if I was going to get happy, and if I was going to get out of that, remember what my first message was? I was in a what? A pit. My good buddy Mickey here on the front row, he would, I think one day he cussed me on the golf course. He didn't mean to be mean or nothing, but he used some very strong language that he was not going to let me stay down in that pit. You can fill in the blanks. Amen? But I had to have that motivation. We have to have that motivation. But at the end of the day, I could be in the pit if I want to, right? Say, amen. Come on. Here we go. So I'm the keeper of my what? Ward. I am. Nobody else can do that for me, and nobody else can do that for you. And we're moving. That's not going to take us all day. On the property, I gave this message when we had the big celebration. And I want to go back and hit a couple of these real quick. This is all part of expecting reward. I will look forward. Say that with me. I will look forward. What does that mean? I make a choice to anticipate my future with pleasure and not dread. Oh, I hate tomorrow. I hate today. Or I hate whatever. It's your choice to look what? Forward. That's what that means. I will be blessed, and I will not settle for less. If you want blessing in your life, you can have it. I thought I was a weirdo when I started saying this about a year ago. I started asking many people to pray that God would bless me double. Amen. Hello? 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 Here we go. Listen. Here we go. Hang on. I thought I was a weirdo for asking you. I felt funny asking you to God to bless me double for my trouble. God bless me double for my trouble. But I saw it in the Word of God, where He blessed others who had trouble, and they stood for Him, and God blessed them double. So why shouldn't I ask? It was a choice I made. I started saying it. Now let me ask you, be honest, don't lie. How many in this room has at one time or the other prayed that God would bless me double? Can I see your hand? I think triple, woo! Isn't that amazing? Why don't we see things like that? Why don't we say things like that? You see what I mean? And now it's very common for me to come up, somebody will come up to me and put their arm around and say, hey, Pastor, I ask God to bless you double. Hey, God, hey, Pastor, I'm praying God to bless you double. And guess what? I think He has been. Don't you? I mean, I'm starting to see it. And I'm not talking about kooky, crazy stuff. I'm honestly seeing God blessing me in my life. It's incredible. You got to see it. You got to say this stuff, man. I'll be blessed. I'm not going to settle for less. I will be happy. You got to see yourself happy. Oh, I can't be happy because somebody made me unhappy. Well, something happened to you, but you can be happy. Yes or no? You can focus on good things. You can be a happy person. Just because something happened to you, you do not have the right to make the rest of us miserable. That's not your right. Are you hearing me? Who's the biggest preacher of this truth? Where is she? Where are you, Elise? You're way up top. She heard this message. I went over this message this morning with her, and she said, I feel like this is a message I wrote. This is stuff she's been pumping into me. Amen? I don't have a right to make her life miserable. Is that right? Say. When we get together, we should be able to be happy when we have dinner. Is that right? Sure. Yeah, but this happened and this happened. Yeah, but this is a good night and this is a good thing and we can do this and we don't have to talk about that. That's what she would do to me. You understand? See, I had an in-house teacher with me. You can do this. Keep looking. You've got to see it, you've got to say it, and you've got to believe that you can look forward. Let's look at something else we saw. I will look what? Inward. No, inward. We're doing another screen. Here we go. I will look what? Inward. For you to look forward, you've got to see inside of you. I will look in the dark places. There's pain in there. Moving forward isn't just putting a lid on stuff. Amen? Says, I'll put a lid on it. Keep it down. Like it didn't happen. No, it did happen. Did happen. It's all right. It's all right to look at it. I'd rather look at it and deal with it than always have the lid on it for it to pop up and explode in my life all the time. You hearing me? Yes or no? Look at it, deal with it, learn from it, move on. You hearing me? I will look inward. Real change happens inside of my what? Of my word. And real change often requires real pain. I went to the doctor this week. I had a spot on my face, a precancerous spot on my face. Doctor took out something like a blowtorch. It's liquid nitrogen. Oh, you try that on you. And I'm like, oh. And he looked at me and he said, you want me to get it all. You don't want me to stop. I'm like, yeah, I do. Real change often requires real pain. He said, you want to make sure I get it all. Well, when you look inside of you, you really want to make sure you get it all. Amen? If you really want to move forward, be happy. Come on. Come on. You can't keep living in it. I see it. I say it. I believe it. Third thing we saw. Hang in here with me. I hope I ain't putting you to sleep. I'll press onward. All these words have ward in them. Onward. I will have a pressing mind and not a what? It's got to be something you want. Some people seem to want to have a depressing mind. That's just the way I am. Way I've always been. Who wants to live like that? Say. You say it like you're proud of it. Say, you got to want a pressing mind. Press toward Christ. I want the thinking of Jesus to be my thinking. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. Amen? That the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Amen? For the glory of God the Father. So, listen, I want that kind of thinking, the thinking of Jesus. I've got to see it, though. I've got to say it. I've got to believe it. I've got to press toward that kind of thinking. You understand? Now I'm understanding why people don't do it. It takes work. Doesn't it? Say. If I could send a guy on television $1,000 and get his little handkerchief and rub on it or something, that'd be a whole lot easier, wouldn't it? Say. Say. Or if I could come at a service and somebody just pray over me and make it all go away. I can't. But you can. But you got to believe that, man. I'm all for praying with you. Praying what? That you'll get off your tail and start living a life that's worth living. You see what I'm saying? Not to make it all go away. Keep going. Last week, Resurrection Sunday, I will what? I'll rise upward. I'll rise upward. How can I rise upward? I am forever forgiven. Are you kidding me? I can do anything. The God of heaven has cleaned my slate. It's clean. And it's forever clean. That's crazy, ain't it? He loves me. I've got power for living now. He's given me His Holy Spirit inside of me. Now I have to yield Him. I still screw up and do bad things. But it's on me. It ain't on Him. I have the power to live, do whatever. I'm serving and I can give now. I'm freed up. I have, because Christ rose, I can rise. My faith is not in vain. You know what, when I wrote this, listen, I hear so many people. I had a lady last week, and if you're here, bless your heart. People want to come up to me and tell me their bad experience at their other church they had. Hush! I don't want to hear it. Listen, my faith is not in vain. It's not tied to some church or some preacher somewhere. You understand? Yes or no? Does no good to tell me about your bad experience. I don't mean to be ugly. I could talk about bad experiences all day. I could tell you about sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so. I could do it all day long. I could write books on it. Would it help you? No. Listen, my faith is not in vain. I loved it. Where you at, Dina? Her son, John. Beautiful kid, wonderful personality, like so many young men. Grow up in church, make decisions. They're going to live life like they want to live life. Not making good choices at times. And somebody talked to him recently. Somebody that's not in church, I imagine. But they wanted to sort of play on the fact, you know, that maybe he had been burned in church. Because he's not in church. Is that correct? And you know what he said? Oh, and he could say all kinds of bad things that happened. But you know what her son said? Church has been good to me. And he started recounting when he was a little boy that I was in his life. And Pastor Metz, another pastor, was in his life. Life's a choice, isn't it? Say, are we going to dwell on that? Is your faith in vain? Was your church tied to the First Baptist Church or wherever? Say, yes or no. Mine ain't. Say. Are y'all listening? Have I lost you? My faith is not in vain. My Lord rose from the dead, so will I. Even though people let you down and Christians let you down. Listen, I don't want you coming to church just looking up to me. Well, I go to church so I can look up to Him and always look up to Him and always look up to Him. If you walked around with me and lived life with me, I would surely let you down. Are you hearing me say? You know what kind of pressure that puts on me? Oh, you're going to hell because of me. No, you ain't. You're going to hell because of you. You listen, say. You got to make your own choices. And guess who else has to make his? Yeah, I should hush. I'll rise upward because my life is not in vain. I have a life because of Christ that can be a victorious life and a positive life and a good life, regardless of what happens. And then my labor is not in vain. Did you know that? I have, man, just my life, but your life is like this too. When we do even a cup of cold water, Jesus says, if we give it in His name, we've done it for Him. Amen. If we give it to somebody else in His name, He gets the glory, doesn't He? Say, there's some score being kept somewhere else other than right down here. So our labor's not in vain, guys. Think like that. So many people, now listen to me. I've got off on a tangent here, but I'm going to bring it back around. Hi. Here we go. I'm off on a tangent a little bit, but listen to me. I think I was off on a tangent. Where I'm at now. It'd be good to look at your life
and even a bad church experience or something that happened, it's not good to look at your life and say, well, I gave to that church, or I did this for that church, and they did this to me, and they did that to me. That is not healthy, guys.
Give to the who? Lord. Serve the who? Amen. And then your labor is not in vain in the what? Lord. Amen. Keep looking. Here we go. You might have to, if the little one keeps crying, you're going to have to help me on that one. Okay, people? Thank you. Here we go. Amen. We have a nursery. Thank you so much. God bless you. Here we go. Let's go with the last part of the message today. Y'all with me? 1 Corinthians 2:9. Expecting reward. Because of what I've learned over the last 4 weeks and what I've been seeing, I expect reward. I expect good things to come out of what I've been talking to you about. Here it is. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for those that love who? So God has good things for my life. Jeremiah, for I know the thoughts that I think what? Toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of what? And not what? To give you a what? Expected end, expecting reward. That's God's thoughts towards you. That's God's thoughts toward me. And to be honest with you guys, before this last bout of tremendous pain that I went through, I mean, I just didn't see this as clearly. So in a way, I'm grateful for the pain I've gone through because it's let me see that God, you didn't leave me. You are faithful. You're an awesome God. What I've been preaching is true. Wow, I can still be a conqueror. I can achieve things. I can get out of a pit that's a horrible place. And you can set my feet back on solid rock. You can take me higher than I've ever been. And now my daughter thinks I'm nuts because I believe anything's possible. She's funny. I mean, she says, Dad, calm down. But isn't that a far cry better than crying the blues, baby? Amen. Say, amen. I want that for you. That's why I'm sharing this with you today. I must expect with confidence reward. You got to think that way. What does the word reward mean? Here's what it means to me. Blessing and gracious gifting from God my Father. Blessing, say it with me, and gracious gifting from God my Father. Does it mean a new BMW? No. If you get one, good, give Him credit. But it means blessing. It means really something bigger. You can try to fill that hole in your heart, that brokenness in your heart with stuff, and it's not going to work. I'm at the place in my life where I'd rather have less and have peace and happiness and contentment and going to the beach and getting on my bike and riding and feeling that sun hit me. You know, it just feels awesome. You see what I'm saying? And to know that, look, I'm alive, man. This is awesome. Things. No, that's not what I'm talking about. The word hope in your Bible means this, a confident expectation. You've got to hope for that. You've got to hope for reward in your life. You've got to expect that. That's what I'm talking about. Not long. We're almost done. When I look forward, listen, when I look inward, when I press onward, there is what? There's reward for doing that. Are y'all listening? How many would agree with that with me? You've experienced that in your own life. Absolutely. See, when you do this, look at that. You see what I'm saying? It's incredible. There is blessing and gracious gifting from God my Father when I choose to be the keeper of my word and do the right things. Now, this is an incredible scripture. You really got to pay attention from here on in. Here we go. I know it's hot, but do. Here we go. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators... That's not good. Idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I hate to tell you something, church. That's about all of you. You know what I'm saying? Did anybody see anything on that list you ever did say? Say. Oh, y'all ain't putting your hand up now. Look. And such were some of you and me. But you are what? But you are what? But you are what? In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I want to talk to you just a little bit about that verse right quick. I'll just look at it with me. We're going to talk about it. And this is this little part of the message. Not long. Here we go. And such were some of you. Such was I. Such was I. But I'm not what I was. Can you say that with me? I'm not what I was. No. I'm changed. I'm different. I'm a new person because of Christ Jesus. You see why I can expect reward in my life? Yes or no? See, I'm not what I was. I can do this. I can see forward. I can move forward in my life. Listen, I'm washed. What does that mean? I'm not what? Who I was. No, I'm clean by the blood of Christ. Did Christ just clean me when I got saved that one day? Or does He keep cleaning me all the way? Is the blood of Jesus good all the way to the end? Somebody tell me. It's all the way to the end, baby. I am forgiven. Did He just forgive me that one day? Or does He keep forgiving me? He keeps forgiving me, guys. I know you want to think He doesn't sometimes, but He does. Amen. He's faithful. We're the ones that's not faithful. I have new potential now to live for God. Did you know I have the potential to overcome anything in my life? Anything. Yes or no? Anything. It can be the murder of your loved one, my mother. It can be the horrible personal life experiences within my family. But you can overcome. You have potential. Potential because of you, potential because of Him. You listening or not? I'm just telling you, it's the way it is, man. Listen, I'm sanctified. What does that mean? I'm not whose I was. I'm chosen. How does that make you feel? I am accepted by God Almighty. Yeah, but oh, so-and-so don't like you. Oh, well. Say, are you hearing me? I have new power now because of Christ. This is how I can expect a reward. I'm justified. What's that mean? I'm not as I was. I'm covered in the blood of Christ. I am made righteous now. I have a new purpose in my life. This is all right taught in that scripture. I am what? Because of that, expecting what? Reward. So this thing is not something man-made I'm talking about today. Y'all listening to me? Okay. I'm not what I was. I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was. And I'm not as I was. Amen? Let's say that together. Pop it up. One at a time, Roz. Let's do it. Here we go. Pop it up. Say it with me. I'm not what I was. I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was. And I'm not... Amen. Come on. Come on. I am what? Come on. I am. How you feeling about yourself? I'm thinking you're getting happier. Yeah. But I'm not done. Don't clap yet. I ain't even done. I am what? I am. How you feeling out there? Amen. Come on. I ain't done. Come on. I am a what? I have new, and I have something else. New purpose. Amen. Come on. A lot of good stuff up there on that screen. That's who you are. Amen. Why in the world, Pastor? You're just crazy. You're expecting reward. Well, why wouldn't I? Say. I think the enemy would rather me not. Because when we pass through pain and we deal with the hurt inside of us and we move forward, did you know you're an incredible light for God? You're an incredible testimony. Satan does not want you to be that. Amen? I understand better
And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Does God cause bad people to do the things they do in our life and hurt us? No. But God does give us the power, the ability to learn, to grow, to look, to move forward, to overcome, and to be incredibly blessed. In spite of that, He can take no matter what it is and make it turn out good for His glory, if you'll let Him. You understand? Last couple of things. The number one thing that keeps us from the blessing and gracious gifting from God is this. Now, I've sounded really good, haven't we? We went out here like, yeah! Yeah! Here's a problem. We can't get past our past. The number one reason you'll not expect reward, you'll not move forward, you'll not press onward, you'll not have the victory in your life, you can't get past your past. I'm sorry. You're not going to have it unless you do. You listening? You must get past your past. Past sins. Some of you struggle with believing that God can forgive you. Let's just be honest and talk a minute. How many of you have sinned in the past and you've asked for forgiveness and you've done it again? And you feel like crap, don't you? Somehow, that's not giving you a license to keep sinning and doing that, don't get me wrong. But somehow in your mind, I know it's hard to believe, but God forgives you for whatever you've done and whatever you're going to do if you're His child. Doesn't sound like good theology, does it? It's like, I got to earn this somehow. I've got to measure up. Did you ever measure up? Yes or no? Say. No, you never did. Now, His goal for your life is not for you to keep hurting yourself. You understand? I do this. I struggle with this, guys. Are y'all listening to me or not? Okay? But that's not His goal for our life. That's not His best for our life. But how many of you have a child who's hurt you or they've disappointed you? Did you still love them after they disappointed you? Can I see your hand? Say. How many they only disappointed you just once? How many every child you had, as soon as you correct them, they never did it again? How much more then does your Father in heaven love you? You understand? You'll never get over your, you'll never get into this expecting reward and getting over past sins and the struggle unless you can realize you've got that kind of God. Past what? Past hurts. I think we've talked about that enough. You got to get over those past hurts, past failures. That goes back to number one a little bit. Past experiences could be a bad church. Did you know there are people not in church this morning, and they're Christians, and they really are probably good people, but they're not in church because they've been hurt by somebody at a what? Church. That's why we don't want to hurt people right here, right? Amen? Say. Amen? If people come here long enough, you think I'm probably going to say something that'll tick them off. You think if people come long enough here, they probably have a chance to get hurt. Yes or no? Sure. So isn't it a better way if we start to learn how to deal with that instead of trying to find a perfect church? Amen. Listen, you've got to get past your past. Where there's no vision, when I can't see past my past, when there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. You've got to be able to see past your past and see a future. And you got to press toward that. Amen. Are you listening? We're almost done. I must expect with confidence reward. Blessing and gracious gifting from God my Father. Three last scriptures. I'm a new creation. What I'm telling you, you can do. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. Say that with me. I am a new creation. One more time. I am a new creation.
creation. So you are. Keep looking. Number two, I am pressing for the prize. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reach forth unto those things which are before. I press to what? Ward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I am pressing for the prize. Say that with me. I am pressing for the prize. One more time. I am pressing for the prize. This is where I'm heading. I'm expecting reward. I'm pressing that way. I'm looking that way. The third thing, I have been raised up. But God, who's rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He's quickened us or made us alive together with Christ, for by grace you're saved. He's raised us up, what? Together. He's made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness to what? Toward us through Christ Jesus. Say that with me. I have been raised up. Again, I have been raised up. I can't expect this. The last thing. I will diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and wait a minute, and that He is a what? That He's a what? One more time. He's a what? You thought I was preaching something crazy. That He's a what? Of those that diligently seek Him. Now you can stay in your mess. You can keep talking about your mess. You can stay in your pit. You can live in your pit. You can talk about all that. You fill in the blank. Okay? Listen to me. Or you can diligently seek Him. Amen? And expect that He's going to reward you when you do that. It's not seeking Him when everything's good, my friend. That's all nice. That sounds great. But boy, where'd God go when it gets tough? Sometimes it's hard to find Him, ain't it? You keep seeking Him, baby. Amen? You'll press through. You'll make it. I am, and I'm done, expecting what? I don't know about you, but that's what I'm expecting. And it's funny. I got a cuss now. I feel like I've been with all my counselors this morning. I owe you each like $125. Wouldn't that be nice? Fat chance ain't happening. But anyway, I'm still on a journey, but I'm definitely a different person. I'm a happier person. That's crazy. You can't be happy after you've been hurt so bad. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You got to quit thinking like, amen? I just have a brighter outlook on life. I have a much more deeper relationship with my children. What's that worth? Say, priceless. Amen? I have a much greater relationship with so many of you. Can we just do a little test? And I know this sounds selfish, but it's really not. How many feels like through this, even though we might not be best friends yet, I understand that, but how many feel like you're closer to me after this? Can I see your hand? Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Isn't that good? Amen? So I want to encourage you, regardless of what you've gone through or been through or whatever, you can expect a reward in your life, and you can have a better life. Amen? Sort of a low way to end the message, sort of calm. That's a good thing. Amen? Let's praise the Lord today. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good stuff. Amen. Stand.